Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, back out of here on The Fan. It is Jonathan Peto and Spencer German with you guys.
I love that Daryl drop, by the way. It's the best.
Somebody step on a duck. It'll always make me step on a duck.
That's what I'm saying. I could be listening to the car, I laugh. I could be here, I laugh. It just keeps on coming. Like, it's just the best.
Let's talk. I am saying yes, yes, and oh yes.
That's a good one too. Let's talk to the dangerous one. His name is Daryl Ryder. He's brought to you by Shop and Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Daryl, how are we doing today?
I am here for your amusement and entertainment.
What am I, a clown
we
to you?
Daryl,
it's always a good time to talk to you. It's always a good time to go back and forth. I got to tell you, though, I have no idea what's going on with the stadium situation. I've stayed in the dark in many respects. Your tweets are the only thing that keeps me informed. But I don't know how to read this now. I'm lost. I just saw you tweet moments ago about the idea that Cleveland and Cuyahoga County say they're walking away from task force meetings with the Greater Cleveland Partnership. And then you quote tweeted that tweet and gave your response to it. And so yesterday with Justin Bibb, it sounded like we were done with stadium conversation and they're moving forward. Are we back in on stadium conversation? Where do we sit?
Well, Bibb walked his comments back today. Goes on Fox 8 and says, yeah, I got better things to worry about than the Cleveland Browns. And then today, I guess he's walking those comments back. So, yeah, just very unserious community leadership right now. It's just a messy war of words. And the shame of it never had to come to this. You know, the Browns started their stadium process 7 years ago. It was the worst kept secret in the county that they were exploring stadium sites. Nobody got involved with them, you know. Everybody waited till the last minute, as the politicians and the leadership does in this area, always wait till the last minute when everything hits the fan. And then, again, you end up with this, you know, just ugly war of words that's completely unproductive, that doesn't move anything forward. Apparently, the only thing that matters now in Cuyahoga County is downtown Cleveland. So no other development in the county, okay? Unless it's downtown Cleveland, you're just absolutely shattering the core of the area if the development's not in downtown Cleveland. I don't get it. I really don't. And the Browns have tried for years to get people in rooms, and people are unresponsive to them. And these are the same people putting out statements every day, just, you know, trying to rip the organization for wanting to leave the lakefront. And oh my God, go 10 minutes down the road across from the airport, which they're about to sink $2 billion into to put a dome. I don't get and understand the unseriousness of the political and local business leadership at times in this area. It makes no sense to me.
So Daryl, is the thing that halts this war of words, as we've continued to call it, just waiting for the state budget to get approved? And if it does, then like everyone can just move forward finally and we can put this thing to bed? Like, is that basically just what we're waiting for at this point, to stop having to have these conversations and write stories every time there's a new statement that gets put out by somebody?
Well, here's a chestnut I found out today. The Browns have offered the city of Cleveland a substantial amount of money. And the mayor has told the Browns, I'm not interested in talking to you until June 30th. And obviously, June 30th, that's when the state budget will be resolved, right? We will know if the funding, not only for the Browns, but funding for the Bengals. Like, let's not forget about them. They have a stadium issue there in Hamilton County as well. So, and that's what I'm talking about. When you have political leadership that won't even have dialogue with the Browns, what are the Browns supposed to do? Right?
Yep.
I mean, you can be mad at the Browns all you want, but when the county executive and the mayor won't talk to you, what are you supposed to do? So, it's pretty easy to side with the Browns. And you know how hard it is for me to side with the Browns on anything. But, like, you know, and that's why I say it's very unserious local leadership. And they're trying to paint the Haslams out to be a bunch of money grabbers. Well, Bedrock got a $3.5 billion TIF for the riverfront development project. The Browns are looking now. They've already said they're going to pick up the county portion. County doesn't want to participate. The Browns said, fine, we will go ahead and do it without you. And then the county has to come back and see, you didn't need us to begin with. All you're trying to do is steal money from us. You know, instead of taking the victory lap of, hey, fought the Browns, you know what, save the Cuyahoga County taxpayer from this project, you know, the Browns are going to go ahead and pick up the tab. Instead of graciously taking the political victory lap, it, again, war of words, a nasty war of words. It's unfortunate that that's what this stuff seems to come to around here. But, you know, right now the Browns are looking at it basically doing $1 billion TIF, a tax increment, you know, financing, model for there. And we don't even know if that's going to happen, you know, depending how the state decides to do, you know, their budget and how they're going to work that $600 million state contribution. We'll tell you this, the state contribution is a lot less than a lot of other states are contributing toward new stadiums around the NFL.
All right, last one on this, Daryl, and then we'll get to some other Brown stuff here. But So tell me, why is it you believe that Justin Bibb felt like he was waving the white flag yesterday and then is walking back those comments today?
Because I think he realized what he said and how bad of a look it was politically, and how dismissive it came off. Now the Browns are not staying in that stadium. I will be stunned if they end up still in that stadium. I think it's all political motivation. That's all it is. It's all political performance art. And, oh, by the way, Mayor Bibb, very bad at it. He's very bad at a lot of stuff. He's been really bad at this.
Daryl Ryder joining us on the show. Let's get into more football conversations here, Daryl. And
yeah.
I know the big topic at hand this week has been revolving around Deshaun Watson and his potential return at some point next season. I'm not asking you to, like, give me, like, an etched in stone, like, here's how it's all going to go. Here's how it's going to get mapped out. I know you don't know the exact timeline, but just your best guess as to how the Browns will handle Deshaun's recovery and a potential return to the field during the season next year. Like, what will it look like in your mind?
I don't anticipate that Deshaun Watson is going to be available to them this year. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's fair or realistic to expect that Deshaun is going to be available. They went out and got... The Cleveland Browns are planning for Deshaun Watson to be available this year. They drafted two guys, they traded for another, and signed another in free agency.
Yeah, I mean, the way I look at it, Daryl, I feel like even if he ends up becoming, available because of whatever reason you want to, right? But he's healthy and he can actually play. He's got so many people he'd have to climb, and I don't know what he could do in practices or otherwise that would convince the Browns that they need to throw him out there. Like, I get why in Deshaun's best interest he'd want to see the field. He's got to try to sell him on basically him to everyone else. I just don't know why the Browns would ever get to that spot.
Yeah, I right now, football wise, I don't think it makes sense. And for like Deshaun's health wise, I don't think it makes sense. So they're providing with every resource to, recover, rehab, bounce back from, that injury. But, I have no expectation that Deshaun Watson, sees the field this year.
How could it play out, Daryl, if he believes he's going to be ready at some point in the season, but what if the Browns just decide we're going to put him on the IR before the season starts and that would then end his season? Like, is that a scenario you think could potentially happen? Like, does it matter if Deshaun thinks that he'll be ready at some point in the season and he'd rather be on the pup list?
Well, yeah, I think obviously Deshaun's, and I'm not trying to speak for him because I've not spoken to him or his people, but the competitor in him, I would imagine that he would not want, to be put on PUP or IR for the season, right? He'd want to have the option of being able to come back. But, I think we're just a little too early in this process to try and figure out what Andrew Berry would ultimately want or decide, to do in that regard. I think the JOK situation was a little different, coming off that, the neck injury or whatnot. I think that's a little different. I'm not going to even try and venture a guess as to how Andrew Berry might, approach that. But I do believe that he won't play this season. So my own personal belief being what it is, then to your question, yeah, it would totally make sense that they put him on that, that PUP IR list that, basically means that, he's out. Now, here's the bad part of that and why that wouldn't be smart to do that right now. Because when they did it with JOK, now he is not allowed to practice or participate in any stuff. He is done. Okay. Well, I do think you want the option, right, of at least allowing Deshaun Watson on the practice field and to do stuff, right? So I don't know that you want to, by designating him now, which I don't believe they're going to do, but you want to have as much flexibility with his rehab and recovery and not place any restrictions or limitations on it until you absolutely have to.
Daryl Ryder, our Browns insider, of course, courtesy of Chapin Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Daryl, I know it's up to the owners and not up to you, but if it was up to you, would you have banned the Tush Push?
I would have.
Me too.
Two against one.
Here's why. Yeah. Here's why. I don't feel it's a pure football play. It's a bunch of guys getting behind the quarterback, shoving him forward after the offensive linemen try and submarine the defensive line. I don't like the aiding the run from behind thing. I'm old school. It used to be a foul years ago before they relaxed that rule. And I'd like to see the league go back to that. Now, if you quarterback sneak and your quarterback beats, finds a hole and finds a gap and beats the defense that way, to me, that's how football should be. I don't know how you defend when you've got three and four guys shoving a quarterback from behind, pushing forward. I don't know how you defend that. And look, you credit Philadelphia for taking advantage of a rule, perfecting a play that takes advantage of that rule that, by the way, nobody in the NFL has been able to replicate, which obviously I think is part of this resistance to it. But I just don't think shoving a runner from behind is true football competition, but that's just me. Now, talking out of the other side of my mouth, I loved the play a couple years ago in Baltimore where half the Browns' offensive line was shoving David Njoku 25 yards down the field, right? I mean, that was a cool play. But, I would have banned the tush push. But it's here, and we get to have this conversation again in 12 months.
All right, Daryl, we appreciate you joining us. Enjoy the rest of your night, and we'll catch up with you later. Thank you.
Thanks, Daryl.
You bet, guys.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
That was our Browns insider, Daryl Ryder, discussing the latest on Deshaun Watson. I felt like, you know, Mary Kay on with Baskin and Phelps yesterday, she kicked the hornet's nest in the way that we appreciate, where she got a lot of conversation going. And then we had Albert Breer on yesterday. And Spencer, I don't know how much you heard of that convo that we had with Albert, but Albert, if we'd said Mary Kay kicked the hornet's nest, he basically punted the hornet's nest. Like he accelerated that whole conversation even more. And we have not yet touched on it today outside of talking with Daryl, but I did think it was interesting that Daryl seems pretty confident Deshaun Watson will not play at all this season.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think some of this is, it's a weird time of year where we're sort of looking for stuff to talk about, and the subject of Deshaun Watson is a pretty polarizing one. So you see these Instagram videos. He knows what he's doing. He knows what he's doing when he posts these videos on social media, and the team isn't giving anything away in terms of like their future plans with him or like what they're going to do or how they're going to play it this offseason. I think some of that is, they don't know his recovery timeline. They have to let that play out. But also, they're not going to like spill the beans on like, hey, we are going to IR him or we aren't going to IR him. Like, they have to also sort of abide by the NFLPA rules and regulations, right? Like, they can't just like put somebody on the IR if they're not 100% sure that they belong in the IR. So there's certain things.
This is the spot where if Nick was here, he'd be like, oh. But no team has ever done that, Spencer.
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously there's ways that you can skirt those things.
Was that a good Nick, by the way? That felt like what Nick would say in that moment,
100%
Mac.
It did, yes.
Yeah?
I'd give that a solid 7.
Not on the
seven,
impression, seven. On exactly what he would say in that moment.
Oh, yeah, absolutely nailed it.
100%.
Yeah, so like, and that's the thing. Like, I'm not saying there aren't teams that like fudge those things. I think it happens in baseball quite a bit, like the mystery injury where a guy goes on the IL and then he all of a sudden like just needs to get his mind right so he can pitch better.
Yeah, and so my problem within that discourse is that I think Deshaun Watson and the NFLPA would throw a stink if the Browns try to do something like that.
Well, that's the thing. That's why I think the Browns have to be really careful how they do this.
Like, both sides aren't playing ball because both sides aren't playing for the same team in this regard.
In some respects, though, like the NFLPA almost should just like take their ball and go home on this one. Like,
they can't. That's not how it works.
I know they can't, but like
you pay so much money into the NFLPA. Yeah. Like, if you only represent certain people when it comes to the NFLPA, the whole thing falls down.
But it's not like Deshaun's not going to get his money. Like, he's getting paid the entire contract, so it's not like that's going to change in any way here. But yeah, obviously it still is a factor. The legalities of it all have to come into play. And so the Browns aren't going to be able to like give you much information right now. I think there's a chance he could get to a point where he could potentially return next year. I just think my bigger point in all this is if you hear that he might play next year or there's a chance he could be back in the middle of the season or whatever, and that makes you freak out and you're like, why would they do this again? They can't go down this rabbit hole. The guy stinks. It's time to let this thing just rip off the Band-Aid and be done with it, whatever. I get all those reactions. But my thing is, I don't think that'll change whatsoever this team's stance on Deshaun Watson beyond this year. Like, he's on the team this year. We know that. They have to sort of play nice with him. Like Daryl mentioned, allow him to rehab here. Mm-hmm. Allow him to work out here. Allow him to figure out, like, where he's at health-wise. They're going to play nice. They're going to put on a happy face. To me, the writing is on the wall. We know what they're doing. March of next year, when the new league year comes down on 4 p.m. on whatever day it's going to be, March 17th or whatever it'll be next year, he is going to be cut and released as a June 1st cut, so and they're going to split the salary in between two seasons.
I don't know that they will. I want to debate that with you for just for a second. Okay. Only because I've looked at it, and in my mind, I've been saying March of 2027 the entire time, because that's the dead cap money just goes down significantly. So if it's March of 2026, it'd be $80 million. That's the number, right? So you'd split the $40 million across two seasons. You are paying a... It's not a premium quarterback rate, but for those two seasons, then you're still paying. You're paying a top dollar rate. If you keep them on until the following season, then it drops down to $25 million. You can split that over two seasons if you want, and then you're paying $12 million, which is really nothing in comparison. Like, I wonder how the Browns will operate in that regard. And I wonder if Deshaun knows how they'll operate. Like, if Deshaun thinks that they're at the end of this season going to do what you suggest, eat the $80 million, split it across two seasons, and just swallow the big amount of money that it's going to be. Well, it makes more sense why Deshaun is out here lobbying and posting the Instagram videos and getting himself ready. Like, my thought process on it is the Browns drag this thing out as long as they possibly can. I know we want him off the roster. I get it. But from a financial standpoint and a cap standpoint, it makes so much more sense for March of 27. And in that point,
but what's your selling?
Then Deshaun is just kind of hanging out for no reason.
But yeah, but that's what I mean. Like, how do you sell? Like, what's the point of having him on the roster in 2026?
I don't care. The thing about it is Deshaun will get mad and he'll say something to the effect of, I'm wasting my prime years here. Okay, good.
No. But it's not even about making Deshaun mad. It's just like you're going to use a roster spot on a quarterback that you have like zero intention of playing. If you're because
instead of paying him $40 million in the cut and release portion of it, yes.
Because here's the other thing. Like, he's going to have to be, in your scenario, he's going to have to be on the active roster for all of 2026. And, like, what's your quarterback room look like? Is it going to be, do you still have Shador Sanders and Dylan Gabriel as, like, you know, still trying to sort out who they are? And are you drafting a quarterback next year, too?
I think this is where this gets fishy, right? This is where the Browns have to figure out what exactly he can and cannot do. Can you keep him as a third quarterback to be the guy that is in back of your backup and your starter?
If
he gets to a spot where health wise he can, then I could see the Browns exploring that option. And if he's not healthy to do that, then he's on the IR and you don't have to worry about any of that.
But I think by 2026 he'll definitely be healthy enough to do something like that. I would imagine, unless he hurts himself again.
He is made of glass. I mean,
he hurt himself again. I guess that's fair. It's two straight years of him having injuries.
Got a strong record of not being able to keep his health in line.
I just don't think that's feasible. Like, I think from like a PR standpoint, it's not feasible. From like a roster standpoint, it's not feasible.
Hit, even after this season, $80 million would be the second largest in NFL history, trailing only the Russ Wilson.
Right, but if you make it June 1st, you spread it out, and that's the thing. I think the Russell Wilson scenario like changed the course of all of this. Like, I think a team being willing to eat, what was it, like $83 million when they did that, or $85 million when they cut him?
Yeah, it was like 89, I think.
I think that changed the math on like these teams being like, you know what, I can eat a lesser cap hit, and the Browns doing that for 2 years. Here's the other thing.
Well, so maybe the difference there, Spencer, maybe the difference there is the idea that if you have a rookie quarterback, and if Shador and Dylan has done it, then you can treat it like Bo Nix and Russell Wilson.
Well, and that's the other thing. Like,
but if you're still searching for that might be tough.
Whether you draft a quarterback next year with pick number 5, and that's your franchise guy, he makes a big amount of money for a draft pick standpoint.
Once again, a Browns conversation will end when we say, it'll be so much easier if you have a good rookie quarterback. Yeah. Like most combos in the NFL can.
We talk about this all the time, though, right? Like, you use the years that quarterback's on his rookie deal to build the roster up around him. And so I guess you're a little late to the game in this scenario, because you'd have to sort of wait a couple years to pay off some of Deshaun Watson's deal before you really can invest again. But like, you can build a roster that has Deshaun Watson's cap hit on it for 2 years at $40 million with a rookie quarterback.
So you can see next year. Here's the uncomfortable part.
Hold on real quick. Think about if Shador, like, rises to the top. He's your starting quarterback. You feel really good about him. And then maybe you don't need to take a quarterback next year. You're paying him like a fifth round pick.
And that's the advantage. That would be the advantage. Here's the uncomfortable part, though. And this is why I think the Browns would entertain the idea of Deshaun Watson actually being out on the field. It is so much better for them if he can actually stay upright and can actually be serviceable as a number three. I'm not saying start games for you. I'm not saying even be your backup. But if at some point this season he enters a game and shows that he's not made of glass and can actually, you know, function out there, that's your third quarterback and you stick him back there and then you save yourself a bunch of money in the process.
I'm gonna be
honest. A lot of money difference.
So here's the thing.
I'd love to see him out. I would suggest just getting rid of him, washing your hands clean of the whole situation. But from a financial standpoint, it is so much better if he can just be serviceable and be your third.
The reason I refuse to rule out what you're saying is because it's the Browns and you just never know.
You just never know.
I thought after seven games or six games of Deshaun looking as bad as he did last year, that Kevin Stefanski couldn't possibly get up there and say he gives us the best chance to win, and he did it. And I was laughing to myself when he said it. Like, so this organization could do anything. They could say, oh, we still think there's a chance Deshaun's great, and they can make him the starter in 2 years.
I have no idea
what they're going to do.
I think there's a reason why Mary Kay said what she said yesterday and why Albert Breer said what he said yesterday.
They're seeing
some of the same things I'm describing to you right now.
I also think, though, that there's a reason why Jimmy Haslam said what he said at the owners' meetings. And the quote about we have to dig ourselves out of this hole, that doesn't sound like a team that really is going to stick this thing out and see if they can like figure it out with that guy. That seems like a team that's moved on, and they're like, the sooner we can get out of here, the better. We're going to dig ourselves out of this hole.
You're not banking your franchise on him. Like, I mean, I'm still suggesting you have him on the roster as the third quarterback who hopefully never sees the light of day.
I just think it's best bet.
As just a pure financial we gain out of this.
I would bet
Deshaun's people will probably throw a stink about it, and maybe this is where you end up being right and I end up being wrong, is that next year – maybe Deshaun feels good by the end of this next season and just is going to just force his way out and be a nuisance in the whole entire process to try to get himself an opportunity to actually play.
I mean, honestly, that's a good move for him.
Right,
well, for the Browns too.
Well, again, it doesn't save the Browns any money. Well, if he ends up getting, he's not going to get traded. You'd have to have the actual full cut release, but he might end up raising a whole stink if he thinks he's actually got himself talent wise anywhere close to where he was in Houston.
Oh, he thinks
and can convince himself that he is.
You see the coffee cup he had in the video.
And if he sits in back of everyone this year and doesn't have any opportunities, that man is going to raise a stink to try to get out there. He's gonna make it miserable on the Browns. You thought Myles Garrett made it miserable on the Browns. Deshaun Watson will look at that and say, child's play. Now, it won't hit the same way because Myles Garrett, obviously, we talked about it ad nauseum, and everyone just wants Deshaun Watson to be tucked away in the closet and just please get away from us as fast as you can. We're done playing with you. Like he's a toy in Toy Story. We're done playing with you. We want nothing to do with you anymore.
Reference.
But the point is that if you're Deshaun Watson, I think he's going to try to make it as annoying and as exhausting as possible, because if he's going to have an opportunity to play elsewhere, it's going to come with the idea that the Browns would eat up a lot of dead cap after this season if they go that route.
I just can't imagine a world where they're like somehow selling anybody on him still being on this roster. Like I think they've signaled that they're ready to move on with the way they drafted quarterbacks this year, with the way they position themselves for next year to potentially take another quarterback if they need to. Like everybody knows that ship has sailed. Deshaun's not stupid. He knows that ship has sailed. But he's, again, everyone right now is playing nice. They're singing Kumbaya together. It's like everyone always had a friend that like acted like your friend, but really wasn't your friend. Like
that's how I think of Mac. I'm kidding. Mac's my friend.
That's how it is. Like they're all pretending that they get along and they're all in this together. But the second that you get a chance to actually move on from each other, they won't be sending each other Christmas cards after this season.
Right. And the moment that Deshaun gets a sniff of another team having any sort of interest, I think that's when he starts to make things just a living hell.
And I think there was I don't know if it was Albert Breer. Somebody talked about the idea that, like, will he get interest somewhere else? I go back and forth on this because I think on some level it's like I think people know he's shot and he probably isn't going to ever be that guy again. But there's so many GMs that, like, bank on, if there's something there, we might as well give it a shot. And he's going to be making minimal money anyway. Like, he's going to have to sign in, like, a veteran minimum. And some team will – so I think some team will give him a chance. I don't know that's going to be a lot of teams, but there might be, like, two teams that are willing to just bring him in and see what he does during camp. So, you know, if he sniffs an opportunity to potentially go somewhere else and just try for a third time to revive his career, he's going to try to make that happen for sure.
It is wild. We have five quarterbacks. Just when you stop and think about it, I always love a quarterback conversation, and we just really
went.
You
know what they say? If you have five quarterbacks, you don't have one.
That's the line. Yeah, that's clearly that's the one. In case we missed it next, right here on The Fan.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.